Cette entrevue vous est présentée par Investissement Renaissance.
Chip McKinley, I'm a portfolio manager with Cohen & Steers, and I work on our global real estate strategy, and we're based in New York, New York. Several months ago, our view was that the GDP outlook for the U.S. Was moderately positive, in the range of 2% year-over-year growth for 2016 and 2017 and hopefully 2018. And while that's below trend, it's still a supportive environment for the critical drivers of demand for virtually all kinds of commercial real estate, which is real GDP of 2% equals about 3% of nominal growth, because it's really nominal growth that counts here. So 3% nominal GDP growth tends to result in relatively healthy job growth. And that's exactly what we've seen. Now, the rate of job growth in 2016 is going to be a little bit slower than 2015, and in 2017 it'll be even slower, but it's still moderately strong. Whereas in 2015, job growth was about 2.7 million jobs. In 2016, it's going to be about 2.1 million jobs. 2017 will be somewhere around 1.9 to 2 million jobs, so a little bit slower. But frankly, that's still a good, strong pace of job growth, and it is job growth that is the number one driver of demand for offices, for hotels, for industrial warehouse space, for self-storage space. Basically, of the supply-demand dynamic that is critically important to driving the fundamentals and valuation of real estate, the demand side is holding up very well. Now, on the other side, the supply side, it's still been a healthy environment for most types of commercial real estate, but whereas a couple of years ago you could say supply is not a concern anywhere, it's changed a little bit. So apartment supply growth of luxury apartments in coastal markets has accelerated rapidly to the point where it's now caught up to demand, at a point where demand emanating from job growth and economic growth is a little bit slower. Like I was saying, it's still strong, but it is not as strong as it was in 2015. So supply is catching up, and that means that landlords are seeing diminished ability to push occupancy and rents. So that's exactly what we've seen beginning to happen with the apartment landlords who have exposure to these very markets. Like the apartments, self-storage and hotels have also accelerated. Hotels, a little bit earlier, they started to see real strong increase in supply delivery of new developments in a few key markets like New York and Chicago and Miami, and much more recently, in just the last 6 months, in San Francisco. So it's, again, not a nationwide problem, but in core critical markets, it is becoming an issue. And even more recently, as in within just the last few months, we've seen self-storage supply start to accelerate in some of those very markets as well, although I would expand that to include broader reaches of the major city centers along both coasts and even the interior, some of the interior cities. So that supply is spreading a little bit more, but again, this, you know, cumulatively, self-storage is a very tiny sector, hotels is a very tiny sector, apartments very big, but when you look at supply in all sorts of commercial offices, in industrial warehouse space, in healthcare facilities, and malls of all kinds, there's between zero and extremely low growth of supply. So it's still the vast majority of the REIT sector in the United States is still in a very healthy balance that is firmly in favor of landlords and even developers. Those who do develop are not competing against a lot of other development. So that's still a very accretive, very value-creating endeavor for them. So it's, overall, the balance is still favorable. It's just not quite as favorable as it was a year or two ago.